السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الصادق الأمين وآله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، اللهم اكتبنا منهم، آمين. Certainly sabr, my dear brothers and sisters, as almost synonymous with mujahada, being a rukn of mujahada indeed, being actually the internal state of our qulub as we are in mujahada. That sabr, as we've been pointing out through the texts and the experience of the salihun, is an illumination in our way. That sabr in response to the bala, and that the rewards of sabr are very sweet, whereas its beginning could be very bitter. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely the sabirun, plural of sabir, will be given the recompense fully without count. In other words, as the ulama say, to every virtue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards with due measure, except with sabr, without measure. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without measure, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches, مَا أُوْتِيَ أَحَدٌ شَيْئًا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that if one is given sabr, then he or she is given the best khayr that can be given. Because sabr leads also, it's a gate to many, many other virtues and stations in the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is that way. That's why it is great khayr. Because sabr leads to rida. Sabr leads to rida. Sabr leads to tawakkul. Sabr leads to zuhd. Sabr leads to all of those great values. It's the gate into the stations, into the other stations, my dear brothers and sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, as you all know, and I remind myself and you, pertaining to atoning for our wrongful undertakings, that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the authentic hadith, لا يصيب المسلم نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. That whatever befalls a Muslim of wasab or nasab, of physical hardship or emotional hardship, وَلَا هَمٍ وَلَا حَزَنٍ, nor grief or sorrow or any pain, any harm, and any type of gham, of feeling deep concern inside, which may lead to sometimes distress perhaps. Even, he said, a thorn that scratches the individual, let's say if he or she is walking or in any which way, even that, subhanAllah, act which we sometimes don't even pay attention to. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. As part of the qada and qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me. حَتَّ الشَّوْكَةِ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِهَا الْخَطَايَا. That in each one of those cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that mu'min, for that Muslim, they are meant to atone for the many of one's sins. Said he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters. The bala, as we were sharing with each other towards the end of the session, is Sirajul Arifin, and it is intended to remove the ill qualities inside of us and to exalt us in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is emphasized in this as another beautiful parable that we should keep on remembering again and repeating sometimes so that it is present in our memories and in our qulub, insha'Allah ta'ala, is again the act of purifying gold, let's say, very precious metal from contaminants and from impurities. We do not do that simply by getting toothpick and going into the metal, the precious metal, and start looking deep inside and scratching inside to remove all the dust and the impurities that exist in there. Probably just for a pound of that, you will spend all the rest of your life and you will never do it. That's not the way we cleanse and we purify precious metals like gold from contaminants and impurities. What do? We put them in the fire until they melt. And when they melt, when they really melt, then only it is easy to separate the impurities from the original, khalas, pure, precious metal gold. Only with that. And thus, the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mu'min, who wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, Allah, out of His rahmah, sends that bala in order that there remains in the qalb of that individual only the part of his or her pure iman. تحقيق الإيمان والصبر. Without that, there is no such a thing as iman. There is no such a thing as sabr itself. So the quality itself, the virtue itself of sabr is untested, non-existent, dormant, recessive, unless there is this in order to bring it to surface. لتحقيقها 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 وإلا لا إيمان في الحقيقة ولا صبر في الحقيقة وإنما فقط على اللسان. Or also لتحقيقها يفهم منها, or we understand لتحقيق الإيمان والصبر, that is to render iman really at its best potential and expression. It is hidden in us, but it is not expressed, it's dormant, it's been recessive, and only through bala that it will come to surface and it will envelop all parts of our lives through that bala, to clean us from the impurities of shirk, of doubt, from the impurities of shirk, of an attachment to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that indeed we remain khalis with our qulub, we remain pure, uncontaminated with our hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He draws us near, because His presence subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that we are in full tahara and we smell very good. So He cleanses us, He purifies us, so that we are in the presence of we are in the presence of His nearness, Subhanahu wa Taala. We cannot approach the Sovereign, Subhanahu wa Taala, while we're dirty. And Allah doesn't care about the dirt that is physical of our clothes. We don't have water to wash it with. But the dirt that is unbefitting of standing in front of the Sovereign is the dirt of ma'asi, is the dirt of the qulub, of the hearts. And thus He does that so that we are able, inshaAllah ta'ala, and worthy of standing in the elating and delightful presence of His nearness, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters. So we should look at it that way. This is removing the impurities inside of me, and that's the only way it takes place. With that, continuously remembered, subhanallah, tasabbur will become sabr, and sabr will become from sabr even tasabbar, and then you become razi and muwafiq, and then to the level of delighting. Because then you have experienced, as you are showing sabr, tasabbur and sabr, you have experienced, Allah will show us, indeed in that path, moments of delight, subhanallah, after that sabr. While still in the calamity, what the qalb experiences, wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. And then through that, as it continues, because it's ups and downs, because it's a struggle, until it becomes rida. And when it is rida, silent, silent qalb, like a silent still pond, which trembles as a reaction to even a leaf that falls on it. And that qalb will tremble in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything that befalls it. Very, very sensitive. My dear brothers and sisters, حب الله, the love that you claim for Allah cannot be true if there is no sabr, if there is no rida, and there is no tahqiq, there is no realization of sabr or rida in the absence of bala. In the absence of bala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen all of us. But we're learning so that we arrive at the station of sabr and at the station of rida thereafter. حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَحُبُّ رَسُولِهِ يَقْتَضِيَانِ يَقْتَضِيَانِ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يُبْتَلَى وَمِنَ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَصْبِرَ وَيَرْضَى. No doubt about it, my dear brothers and sisters. I repeat, the claim of a abd, of a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of love for Allah and His Rasul, necessitates that he or she shows sabr and shows rida, and therefore this necessitates the presence of bala, of difficulties, of hardships and of ordeals. Plus, again I come back to remind myself anew, there is no such a thing in life. There is no such a thing in life as no bala. There is no such a thing as life without bala at all, because it's not the nature of al-hayat al-dunya. As our ulama al-arifun remind us of, or teach us from the very beginning, the nature of life, the nature of living in dunya is not, and has never been, one of no bala at all, for no single human being, and for no collective communities and nations. Bala is actually the diet of dunya. That is the diet of the human beings in this dunya. It is a regular dish. It is a regular dish that everyone will have to taste from and have to live with it. My dear brothers and sisters, الدُّنْيَا دَارُ بَلَاءٍ الدُّنْيَا دَارُ بَلَاءٍ وَلَيْسَ الدَّارُ نَعْمَاءٍ. الدُّنْيَا is دَارُ بَلَاءٍ, not دَارُ نَعْمَاءٍ, my dear brothers and sisters. And remember that the degree of hub, now we go to another dimension of that, the degree of hub that we have truly, if we have that, actually will generate bala. The more hub we have for Allah and His Rasul, the more there will be of bala. The more there will be of bala. And somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim when it comes to the mu'minun, the believers. He intensifies bala not on the weak of iman, but on the strong of iman. Alaysa kadhalik? Bala. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches, أشد الناس بلاء هو الأنبياء ثم in one text ثم الصالحون ثم الأمثل فالأمثل أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الصالحون ثم الأمثل فالأمثل that the human beings that are most faced with and the fallen by ordeals and challenges and afflictions and calamities are whom? Are who? The Anbiya. The Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Rusul wal-Anbiya. And look at their lives and study their seer. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And then thumma salihun. Then those who are lesser in their level, of course, of consciousness and of mahabbah and of attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the righteous ones. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ And then it goes on like that. And then the one who has less will have less bala. And the one who has least will have least bala. Subhanallah. It's not the opposite. It's not the opposite. And therefore the Rasul has more bala than the Nabi. As the ulama al-arifun say, the Nabi has more bala than the Wali. And the Wali has more bala than the Salih, who is not at the level of al-wilaya al-khassa. وهكذا, and so on. Because, especially those, because they are so near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so true in their mahabba, He loves them, and therefore He wants them to be only the purest that can be. So he says that bala for what reason in this case? لِرْتِسَاعِ الدَّرَجَاتِ لَيْسَ لِلْتَكْفِيرِ وَلَا لِلْتَأْذِيبِ But rather, لَكِنْ لِرْتِسَاعِ الدَّرَجَاتِ to raise them in levels of nearness to him subhanahu wa ta'ala and to exalt them in his presence and in the presence of those who are in his presence subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become khalis lillah azza wa jalla, pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah loves abd, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا يِبْتَلَاهُ There is one text that teaches this, the authenticity of which I'm not sure of, but the meaning is correct, no doubt about it. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا يِبْتَلَاهُ The previous text that I mentioned to you, of course, confirms that. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا يِبْتَلَاهُ فَإِذَا صَبَرَ قَتَنَاهُ In this text, the edition of which, in particular, I'm not sure of its authenticity. But excuse me, the meaning of which is definitely supported by much of texts and many of the things we were sharing with one another in these retreats by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hubb for abd, yabtaliyah. He subhanahu wa ta'ala subjects him or her to bala. Now, فَإِذَا صَبَرَ اقْتَنَاهُ And if that abd keeps on showing sabr, mashallah, sabr, اقْتَنَاهُ Allahu Akbar. And then in this اقْتِنَاء, when they asked, what is اقْتِنَاء? اقْتِنَاء, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ In accordance with this text, the authenticity of which I am not sure of. It is said that he replied, أخذ منه ماله وأهله وولده. Takes from him everything for her. Property, family, children. In one way or the other. And they say, rahimahumullah ta'ala, as they comment on that, those salihun rahimahumullah ta'ala of scholars, that is sometimes what happens. Not all the time, but that is what sometimes happens. In order that the qalb of that individual who has always wanted to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya with his or her qalb, then Allah does that to him. And the arriving at destination in this dunya with our qulub, al-wusulu ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this most beautiful expression and this most beautiful aim of al-wusulu ila Allah, arriving at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our qulub in this dunya, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means, they say, those who have somehow arrived, rahimahumullah ta'ala, again supported by the text of the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arriving meaning that when your qalb is completely, your qalb, as we've been expressing it many times before, is when your qalb has completely disengaged, detached, no attachment anymore to the khalq, to the nafs, to the hawa, to the irada, and to the munah. Then one has arrived. And what the qalb then experiences is beyond description. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he has hub for the abd, now it is in the mahbubiyyah, the abd shows mahabba to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the abd becomes mahbub. This happens. And the intent behind that is that abd who wanted to be mahbub by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who wanted to arrive at this destination, then Allah responds to his dua. And clear, because arriving means what? That's what it means. Arriving means there is no more attachment in this qalb to Allah than Allah Azza wa Jal. No more of any attachment. And sometimes that abd who wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is yet to be purified in his or her qalb to arrive, because there are still attachments. There are still attachments to family, to certain things, all legitimate. We're not talking now about haram at all. Wal-iyadu billah. Then sometimes that's why to be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, this is what it requires. So let us be aware of what it implies. But as one gets closer and closer, these become desired and more desired, and the qalb is willing, alhamdulillah, to go through that. But before that, this is for us, to some, astaghfirullah, it's even cruel, because of the nafs. And when he's seeing this through the lens of the nafs, one doesn't understand. That's why it is said, مُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ كَلِّمُ النَّاسَ حَسْبَ عُقُولِهِمْ لِكُلِّ مَقَامٍ مَقَالٍ etc. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that abd now, and that abd wanted to arrive, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls him and wants him to arrive to him subhanahu wa ta'ala if he accepts the prayers of that abd who is longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allahumma tahir qalbi mimma siwak. Allahumma tahir qalbi mimma siwak. And has been longing for that. And longing and longing and working and working with patience and asking Allah continuously. Allahumma tahir qalbi mimma siwak. Allahumma awsil qalbi irhamukallah. Allahumma awsil qalbi ilayka ya Rabbi fi dunya. قبل الآخرة. And one was in this dua constantly. Then Allah is tajib. And Allah now decides that this abd, inshaAllah, is my abd. And I'm going to give him that gift. Not to everyone. Allah sometimes, out of his rahmah, knows that that abd can't stand that. And that abd is not worthy that anyways, in his qada and qadr that he always had decreed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes Allah grants that abd al-du'a and wants him to arrive even in this dunya. And he knows that he has not done enough in certain things. And the recourse that is left, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, is that he does it that way. So that no more attachments are left. Sometimes it is done this way. Also part of that, that when we are befallen by bala, usually as human beings, what is our first response? We seek help, obviously. And we seek help usually how? The first response when we are befallen by bala. We seek help first through us. If we find a way out by our own abilities and means and through our own selves. If we solve it that way, if we remove that bala that way, then usually we think, if we don't remove it, I'm sorry, that way, then we think of calling for help from others, from the makhluqat. Right? In the different fields of expertise pertaining to the kind of bala that befell me, whether physical or spiritual or political or social or financial, ila ghayrihi. We seek the expertise of those who can, we think, help us with that. Then if that doesn't work usually, what do the human beings do? They turn to Al-Khaliq. Then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator. And we beg from the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from that bala. And then this is what happens sometimes. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the dua for a hikmah of His subhanahu wa ta'ala, for wisdom of His, for that abd, which was already decreed in His qada and qadar anyways. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not respond to the dua of that person. For few reasons, I'm going to mention this one as pertaining to what we are intending to convey here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not respond to that abd. This type of abd, as he continues in his dua, now all, what's happening? All the channels, the other channels, now he has lost hope in all of them. There is no hope. There is no way. And he can't go back to the khalq and to the nafs. Can't go back. Because they didn't help, and now he has realized they won't help. And now I'm facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And there is no response. There is no response. There is no response. In this case that I'm trying to emphasize, what will that type of abd do? What will that type of abd do, you think? Na'am? Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. And Allah doesn't respond. And Allah doesn't respond. And that type of abd, يستطرح على باب مولاه. That type of abd will then throw himself or herself, lie down, totally helpless in front of Allah's door. His means, now note what's happening. Now even his means, all the means he tried, didn't work. The asbab, all of them didn't work. And continues in this dua, lost any hope. Means now, I use the word, any attachment to all of that. And by staying at the door of his mawla, through that bala that continues, what is happening in this process? You can see what's happening? So we're saying losing hope, lost all attachments to any other thing. Strengthening, as that goes on, the bond between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. strengthening the bond between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah didn't respond to his dua, for he knows now that there is no other recourse but Allah for that mu'min, for this type of beings that Allah had elected in order that he brings him or her nearer to him and does this to them, to clear them from attachments and to attach their qulub to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, until again he becomes like the shuyukh, the likes of Abdul Qadir rahimahullah ta'ala, Sayyiduna, Shaykh Abdul Qadir, والسادات من قبله ومن بعده رحمهم الله تعالى حتى يصير كالإناء المنسلم, until that abd becomes like this cracked vessel that holds no fluid anymore, no dust anymore. My dear brothers and sisters, so the bala, look what it does. And we go through stages, and these stages for some may last hours, may last days, may last months, and may last years, until one would be made to reach by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's leave that final ultimate level inshaAllah ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is related to have said in more than one text of the same meaning, إن البلاء أسرع إلى من يحبني من السيل من أعلى الأكمة إلى أسفلها, أو إن البلاء أسرع إلى من يحبني من السيل من السيل أي نعم من أعلى الأكمة إلى أسفلها, أو من أعلى السيل إلى منتهى. Few variants, which means, subhanAllah, he said, verily, the bala is speedier in its coming to the abd who has hubb for me. The bala is speedier in its coming to the habd who has hubb for me than the speed of the flood from the top of a hill towards its bottom. Subhanallah, هذا حديث صحيح. There is another text in the same meaning, when a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, inni أحبكم أهل البيت. يا رسول الله, I have hub for you, يا أهل البيت. That is Rasulullah and his wives and his children and his cousins and so on. أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says to him, انظر ما تقول. Watch what you're saying. And he repeated it a second time. He said to him, انظر ما تقول. He repeated the third time. After the third time, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him realize that that's really what he wanted. Because, get ready, this is something very serious. Then he said to him, in a variance of the text, فَأَعْدِدْ لِلْبَلَاءِ تِجْفَافًا فَأَعِدَّ لِلْبَلَاءِ تِجْفَافًا فإن البلاء أسرع إلى من يحبنا من السيل إلى منتهى. Said he صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He said then to him, after that, this inshallah person is true, then he said, then get ready, prepare the tijfaf, that is that which you that which absorbs water. What is that? A mop that absorbs water. تجفاف. That's من جفف يجف because it dries the ground from water. تجفافا prepare for بلاء التجفاف, a drying mop. For بلاء is faster to come to those who love me than the flood from the top of the mountain. Subhanallah. In other words, those of us who claim حب of Allah and His Rasul, where is the evidence? Where is the evidence? The evidence is not to say I have hub for Allah and His Rasul. That's not evidence. In no court of law is that evidence in anything. That's what? That's a claim. That's a statement. It's a claim. A claim needs evidence. And the evidence is this. Of the evidence is this. And that means it's evidence to us also where we stand in our claims of hub for Allah and His Rasul. When we are befallen by calamities and difficulties and hardships of all types, psychological, financial, health-wise, in our children, in our families, as long as it is not in our deen. As long as it is not in our deen. Oh, as long as it's not a calamity in our deen, that is, وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ become a fasiq. That's a bala. I become a liar. I commit riba, backbiting. I commit shirk. وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ not in my deen. I give up salah. I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's bala, taban. أَشَدُّ الْبَلَاءَ وَأَخْبَثُ الْبَلَاءَ يَا لَطِيفِ. We don't say, oh, this is bala'a from Allah. Alhamdulillah. That's bala'a azab. Ya Latif. That's bala'a azab. And in that instance, one only turns to earnest tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and washes the dhunub that one had must have committed with the tears of his heart and her heart and the tears of his or her eyes, my dear brothers and sisters. So the claim of our mahabba to Allah and His Rasul, this is one of the evidence required to show sabr at least, and then rida in the face of bala. And I'm repeating this, my dear brothers and sisters, because it is one of the most occurring trials in our lives. To everyone there is a bala and balaya regularly. And I'm repeating this also, my dear brothers and sisters, ya'lamullah, for care and love. Because we're living and we're going to live hard, challenging times. In which if our qulub have not attained some level of rida, we will be in pain. We'll be in agony. We'll be in distress. And a person who, if we show compassion towards another human being, and especially towards a Muslim, to see that Muslim inside of him and inside of her, crushed, in agony, agonizing, in distress, in ضيق, that's the worst thing a mu'min would like to see in his other brother or sister. To see a person, quote-unquote, enjoying, quote-unquote, all this dunya, but his or her qalb in distress, his or her qalb in insecurity, that's the most painful thing to see. And yet a person in complete poverty, and a person jailed unjustly, and punished unjustly by the doing, by the external actions of man, but who has yaqeen inside, who has rida with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside, that person one should not worry about. That person is in delight. But we will not have that security and that peace of heart in the face of calamities, whether we are scholars or we are students of scholarship or we're just regular people, in the absence of this, it is miserable. It is painful. And nothing else except the nurturing of these values through the mujahada of the nafs and the tizkiyah of the nafs. Nothing besides these will do it. That's why it is fardul ayn, my dear brothers and sisters, upon us. Now I come back to this bala' being an evidence of mahabba for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Remember that. And let us continuously and repetitively remind ourselves with this. I repeat, the regular diet of ilm, my dear brothers and sisters, must consist of also this most important aspect in our lives, and especially nowadays. أَعِدُّوا لِلْبَلَاءِ تِجْفَافًا. أَعِدُّوا Muslims لِلْبَلَاءِ تِجْفَافًا. Prepare dry mops, O Muslims, for bala. And when we prepare for that before it arrives, and when it arrives, alhamdulillah, what is most important, that inside of you, my sister or my brother, you are secure. You're not afraid. You're not in pain to such extent as the pain, the spiritual pain, the painful narrowness, and the painful solitude that you feel inside, you know, that wahsha, the dhiq, that is not there. And to the extent that sometimes when it is there, it leads to physical pain. Subhanallah. So intense that it leads to physical pain. Even in secular psychology, psychosomatic diseases. And when we are in that spiritual pain, in that dhiq, sometimes it expresses itself in real physical ailment of the qalb. Wallahi innahu lahaq. That there is physical pain in the qalb that led sometimes to what we call heart attack due to stress and pressure. What is stress and pressure? Exactly this. That dhiq inside, to the extent in the qalb, the spiritual qalb, to the extent that the physical qalb collapses and begins sometimes to feel intense pain. وَمَنْ جَرَّبَ عَرَفْ وَمَنْ ذَاقَ عَرَفْ. And the one who tasted knows fully that is true. And for some ibad, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to them His breeze of rahmah, and they come back to the focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to their tawheed in their qulub, and to working on their tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to working on their sabr and rida, guess what? The physical ailments disappeared as well. Wallahi innahu haqq. When that spiritual dhiq was removed, the physical ones followed. And as long as that abd is in that state of rida, that ailment does not return, except if the qada and qadar has determined that it is the end now. It is important, it is vital, my dear brothers and sisters. And I'm going to repeat it again. Allah knows why. It is vital that we must nurture these values in our qulub. In our qulub, not in external conduct. That is sometimes meaningless. Sometimes. Not only externally. We have to nurture those values inside of our qulub. Through repeating this ilm and learning this ilm and exerting ourselves through mujahadat of ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will lead to sabr and thus the other gates of the stations of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be open. And we want, we need in this dunya to reach that station after sabr of rida, that station of tawakkul, that station of tawakkul. And sabr leads to tawakkul. Leads to tawakkul. Remember in what we had said earlier, that when the abd throws himself in front of the gate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when everything else has not been helpful, and shows that sabr, that abd, then it leads him necessarily or her to tawakkul. I will never taste tawakkul if I have never been sabr. I will not taste tawakkul if I have not been sabr. In a sense, it is almost tashihu or tahqiqu as-sabri yuthmir al-tawakkul. That when sabr indeed is true and it has reached a steady state, that it will begin to generate tawakkul, my dear brothers and sisters. There is a lot more to be said about this illuminating sighting that is called sabr in the heart of a seeker to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I think, I pray that this would be sufficient and enough to convey the message of the primacy and the vital nature of sabr in our lives. And that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humbly and with humility and with hope in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He grant us that sight in our qulub of sabr. And that He elevates us thereafter into the higher stations of rida and of tawakkul. And ultimately, inshaAllah ta'ala, of complete sana in His irada. Complete sana in His irada. That there will remain in our qulub nothing except what He wills, what He loves subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that our jawarih, our limbs, our senses live in accordance to that will. Allahumma tahir qulubana mimma siwak wa dhallil li ta'atika wa khidmatika jawarihana waj'alhu alwaritha minna wa sallallahumma wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad نبيك ورسولك وخيرة خلقك حبيبك وخليلك الصادق الصديق الأمين المبعوث منك رحمة للعالمين يا ربي وعلى آله من أزواجه وذرياته وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الغر المحجلين الميامين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان والتابعين لهم إلى يوم الدين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.